כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London. Sunday, 19th of Cheshvan, 13th of November. Rav Baruch Vassing, Mitzvahs, Dokka v'Chesed. This week's Torah way has been sponsored L'chud Simchas HaBar Mitzvah of Moti Pelt, Neri Yor, whose mitzvah was yesterday. Yi Rotson, Shizko, Herobus, Kainov, Rav Nachas, Amen, Mikol, Yetzei, Chalot, Sehem.
First of all, I want to thank the Torah Way, the organizers, that give me the opportunity and the COVID to share with you a few halachos, maybe a few Divrei Torah, and Be'ezras Hashem. We hope the Torah Way will spread all over, and we know that the Hashpur of Torah is unlimited. It says also that Zchus HaTorah, Neisul will be Nigalim. That's one of the Zchusim. And Be'ezer Hashem, let's hope I'll be able to make you happy. I want to share with you a drush. It's a drush on Stoke from Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi, there is a sefer of Beis HaLevi, Shalos Teshuvos Beis HaLevi, is three halukim. It's very known, very popular sefer. In Chelik Beis, he has a few droshes, and one of the droshes is, one of them is, the first one is on Stoker, on the Mitzvah of Stoker. And he asks, he brings the question, it's not his question, it's actually a very famous question. And sometimes you see a question and it's amazing. You think yourself, it's amazing, why didn't I ask this question? We say every day in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah brings many halukim of the Mitzvah of Chesed, mainly of Chesed. And the question is, why doesn't the Mishnah also bring the mitzvah of tzedakah, which is everybody knows tzedakah is a very, very big mitzvah, and it's also a mitzvah ben odom lechaveroi. Why doesn't the Mishnah bring this this mitzvah? So discussion the Marshua asked, there are a few terutzim on discussion, and but the Beis HaLevi says and very interesting is thought. He brings a few gemoras that lechor we see are contradictory. One gemora says that in Psochim Davches, Roimer Arezu Stoke, Tzela Zel Stoke, Almena Shiyichye Bini Arezu, Tzadik Gomo. The question if the gemora means Tzadik Gomo or Tzadoke Gemora, because it was written with two oases, so we could read it Tzadik Gomor, Tzadoke Gomor. Anyway, it's Izmika and the Mitzvah. And on the other hand, we see the Gomor, the Mishnah says in Ovis, that we shouldn't make Mitzvah Almanas Lekabel Pras, that we should do the Mitzvah Lishmo. If we do the Mitzvah Loy Lishmo, and we have other Kavonas, so or even Shleibi Kavonah, Mitzvah Dereise, according to many poskim, and according to the halacha, we are not mekayim the mitzvah. It's me'akif. So, the chayre, it looks like a contradiction. So he brings the Gemara in Bava Basra, Dafyut. The Gemara in Basra, Dafyut, tells a story that Turnus Rupus Urosha asked Rabbi Akiva, he asked Rabbi Akiva the following question. Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu oyev es aniyim, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes the aniyim, as we see from, as according to us, he likes the aniyim, yeah, we see it in the Torah, so why don't we, am I enemy Farnason? Why doesn't he give them Parnosa? Why does he have to make them aniyim and they should suffer? So Rabbi Akiva answers there, the answer in the Gemara, the way of the Beis Halevi is that he answered in two answers. One answer is that Enoch Hanama, the Rebbein Shlomo would give them Parnosa. But we need mitzvahs to get out of Gehenna. No, we need mitzvahs. So today that we shouldn't have to go into the Gehenna, so he gave us an opportunity to do mitzvah tzedakah, and with that to be saved from Gehenna. That's one answer. The second answer is that although, because Turnus Rupus Rosh, the question was actually a very deep question. He said that means he wanted to bring out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like us if we don't behave like we should behave. Well, sure, so we lost it. So why should we be still considered like Bnei Yisrael, Bonim Lashem? So he said, so the answer of Rabbi Akiva is no. Although we don't have the merit, and we didn't do exactly what we were supposed to do, but we are still considered Bonim Lashem, and he brings the moshel. If a melech gets angry on his son and he punishes him, and somebody comes, a friend of the melech comes, and he helps the son, he gives him to eat and he gives him to drink, so the melech will be happy, although he punished him. But he punished him because he deserved the punishment from the father. But he's still his son, and he wants that his son should get the food. And so that's why we have the mitzvah of tzedakah. So these are two answers. So the Beis Halevi says that these two answers was not just a way to get around the question of Turnus Rupus Urosha, but these two answers, actually, this is a machloikes in Tanoim. What is the main yesod, the deep meaning of tzedakah? Is this because the mitzvah of tzedakah is the purpose, the main purpose is that the oni should get what he needs? Yeah, is this the main purpose? Or maybe not. Maybe the oni, anyway, he would get, I mean, if we wouldn't give, so he would get, but the purpose is for us, like this was the first answer of Rabbi Akiva, to get us out from Gehenna. So we have these two possibilities to explain the mitzvah of tzedakah. So he says, that's the first answer on this Mishnah. And we see this from many Gemoras. I'm sorry. So we see this from many Gemoras. This is so that we see two Sibbe, two Tamim on the Mitzvah of Tzedakah. So he said this is the Mishnah that brings Eilu Diburim Sheodem Oichel Perosem Bol Mazeh VeHakeren Kem Zol Mabo. This Mishnah talks about Chesed, the Mitzvah of Chesed. The Mitzvah of Chesed, according to the Beis Halevi, that's the way he explains it. The Mitzvah of Chesed is that the person that I want to give Chesed should get the Chesed. So it's a mitzvah that is toiv lashomayim. It's good to have this mitzvah of chesed, and it's toiv labrius. I make also a toiv for somebody else. I make him a chesed, so he has he gets the chesed. Yeah, he gets the chizuk from it. So
That's
what? Excuse me?
Why should I be fool? God one should be able to make a mistake. If he's making me,
yeah, okay. No, this is the first answer. Yeah, you ask why should he suffer? Because okay, we cannot answer. I mean, I'm just bringing what he says and what the Gemara says. This is a good question on the Gemara. Yeah, so we have to go out of. We have to have schusim. Why should he? Okay, so it's a good question. Anyway, so the Mishnah brings the Inurim of Chesed. Chesed, he says, is mitzad the one who makes Chesed. Yeah, that means if I make Chesed with somebody, the purpose of doing Chesed is for the one who gets it. Tzedokah can be, according to this Mishnah, according to this, for me to be able to have schusim and not to be able to go into Gan Eden, the first terrace of Rabbi Akiva. Yeah? So it comes out like this, that the Mishnah brings only things that are toiv la'mukom v'toiv la'briyos. By the anim, by tzedokah, It's toiv for me to give tzedukah, but for oni, the oni wouldn't be a oni. We have to know there are many cheshbonis. That's only in the world. We cannot say that only this is the cheshbon. Why he is like this and why he's like. But anyway, when I'm making tzedukah, I'm making mainly a toiv for me, for myself. And not for the Oni. There's a Chazal that says that if the Oshi doesn't give to the Oni, so by the end the Oni becomes the Oshi and he becomes the Oni. What's the connection? The Teretz is the only thing that the Oni was the Oni is because other Cheshbonis, but because the Oshi. That was his concern to give tzedokah for Doni. If he doesn't give, so Mamele is Doni can make the things upside down. That's the Gemara. That's the Chazal. So he says that's machloekis tanuim, and these are the two tamim of Rabbi Akiva. The Shale is the tzedokah in the end. There is a Maharal. The Maharal doesn't say it's not exactly like the Beis Halevi, but he says also that there is a difference between Chesed and Tzedokah. According to the Beis Halevi, this Mishnah, Eile Dvurim Shodom Oichel Vosem Boilemase, this Mishnah holds that Tzedokah doesn't belong into this theory that Mishnah brings, because Tzedokah is not Chesed. Tzedokah is a mitzvot Tzedokah that is Mitzav the Neusen, and he makes a toiv for himself more, the Chagav, the Gemara Leshon is also, Yoisi Mimash Oshi, Oisit Toiv Leuni, Oinit Oisit Toiv Leushi. It's Mamon Chazal also these four. So, Chesed is Toiv Lashemayim and Toiv Labriyah. The Chagav, the Maharal says that Eir Dvurim Odom Ochel Peir Oisea. What means perosem bolemaze? So this has nothing to do with the schar. The schar mitzvah b'hai al meleket. The schar is the reward. But peros is something natural. If I plant a tree, so they have a tree, so it will give peros normally. So this is the natural thing. That so if I do a toive for somebody. So the natural thing is that sometimes if I need the toiv from him, he's going to give me. So this is the peiros. This has nothing to do with the schar mitzvah. Schar mitzvah is v'keren kayem is lo'olam habo. This is schar mitzvah. This is Maral said. But anyway, this is the. So now let's get back to the other gemara first. So the gemara that says v'omer tela zeh l'tzuk al menashe yechiyeh b'ni. So he's Arizet Tzadigomo. Why? The question is, it's Shlo Lishmo, it's Shlo Bekavon, he has another Kavon. So the Teretz is, this Mam de Omar holds that the mitzvah of Stok is mainly the one he should get. Not that I, it's not my mitzvah I should give. The mitzvah is not like this Mishnah. The mitzvah is that the one he should get. And if the mitzvah is that the one he should get, so even if I'm doing it with the other kavona, I'm mekayim the mitzvah, because it may be not the mitzvah on the best level, but I'm mekayim the mitzvah. Why? Because the only gets it. The ikkar is the only should get what he needs to get. So the Maharal says like this. There is a Gemara that says, "Ein hatzduke mishtalem es ele lefi midas hachesed shebo." It means that the reward of tzedakah is mainly how much chesed you put, the input of chesed within the mitzvah of tzedakah. For instance, if you give tzedakah, you can give tzedakah in a poshut way, and you can also add a good word or a word of chesed, yeah, to make him feel good. So if you put chesed, ein hatzduke mishtalemet, the main reward of tzedakah is how much chesed you put into the tzedakah. What does it mean? Tzedakah is also a big mitzvah. So the Maharal said like this. He said, he goes according to the, he said, all of them make the difference between tzedakah and chesed, but he goes according to that, to this svora that tzedakah, the main mitzvah of tzedakah is that the oni should get. This is the main mitzvah. Chesed, the main mitzvah is that I should do chesed. This he says. This Maral says in Nesivas Olam, Nesivas Chesed, Perek Beis. So Memeli said like this. In case that I give tzedakah for somebody who is ein hugen, he's not honest. He comes and tells me, I don't know what, he needs this, he needs that, and I give him money. So actually, I'm not mekayem the mitzvah of tzedakah, the Maral says. Because here, the ikar mitzvah of tzedakah, I gave tzedakah, but it's not tzedakah because he's a liar, and he's ein hugen, and he's not the oni. So the ikar mitzvah of tzedakah is the getting the money. So who got the money? Ein hugen. So it's not the kind of mitzvah. So the Maral says, in that case, you are not the kind of mitzvah of tzedakah. But if you put in chesed into the scene of tzedakah, you mix it in and you say a good word and you say so. So although he is not hugun, the mitzvah of tzedakah, maybe you were not mekayem, but at least the chesed you have because you did the chesed. It doesn't, for chesed doesn't take away the chesed that I did. This is exact opposite of what we said before from Beis Halevi. Anyway, so but the Beis Halevi also says that it's machlokes in between machlokes tanuim in tzedakah. So there is another machlokes between the Rashbo and the Rambam. The Rambam says, there is a din like this, that if somebody don't want to mekayim a mitzvah asei, the Gemara in Ksubis daf Pevo, the Gemara says, b'med v'rum amurim that there is a oynish malkes mitzvah asei. Mitzvah asei, if somebody doesn't want, he says, I'm not mekayim the mitzvah, yeah, he goes, koyfen oysoy afshetetze nafshoy, suke vein oysoy luleven, koyfen oysoy afshetetze nafshoy. So there is a kfiya, there the Gemara talks in a period where Bezen had the authority and the force to do such a Kofner said Bezen could force a mitzvah to a person to make a mitzvah. Anyway, so the question is now about mitzvah tzedakah. We also find in the Gemara that there is a kfiya. The question is by tzedakah. This is a separate sugya, but by tzedakah we find that they also mitzvah of kfiya and tois as, But anyway, but tzedukah, so if Bez knows somebody, he doesn't want to give tzedukah, and Bez knows that he has the money, and Bez has the power and the authority to force, so eventually, so Koifin is eventually, yeah. So the Ramban says like this, he says like this. Normally, when we force to do a mitzvah, Koifin is it's on his body, yeah. We hit him and we force him. It's until he says, yeah, I'm asking him to do what Bezin says. But Ramban says in this case, if Bezin knows that he has the money, so why should Bezin bother and hit him and force him with hitting Koifin Atzistes and everything? We can take the money and finish. Bezin can take the money and finish. Yeah. So the lesson of the Rambam is like this: Atzet tichfeu begufoy tichfeu bemumaynay. Why do we have to be koifer begufoy on his body and to start to hit him, which is complicated and we don't like to do it? But so tichfeu bemumaynay. Take, you know, he has money, so take the money and give it for tzedukah. If you know exactly that he has to, he can't. So this is what the Rambam says. The Rashbu says no, he can't do such a thing. We can force him that he should give tzedukah. But if we take his money, Bal Kochoy, against his will, he's not become the mitzvah of tzedukah. What do we have? What do we gain with taking his money? He has to give the money. So if we hit him, like Lulav, like Sukkah, he has to be become the mitzvah. So we see, obviously, the Avnei Nezer says in the Rashbo, that the Rashbo holds that the mitzvah of tzedukah is not that the oni should get. The mitzvah of tzedukah is that he should give. So he has to give. Not Bezin. If Bezin takes his money, that he didn't give. So he's not become the mitzvah. This is the sword of the Rashbo. The Rambam holds mistome that the ikim mitzvah of tzedukah is the oni should get. So if the oni should get, so even if he doesn't agree and he does not mask him, but lemaisa the only got his money is mekam. He has the mitzvah of tzedukah. So that's why the Rambam said, "Atshe nifreyu begufa nifreyu b'memoinoi." Okay, so this is another. So I wanted just to bring a gemara in Ksubas. I think a gemara, it's obvious. These two mahalchim in tzedukah is mamash beferish gemara. There is a gemara in Ksubas. Okay, it's very painful to read this gemara, but. But it's very known Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, I think he went in the time of the home, and he went on the streets of Yerushalayim, and he saw a lady, and she was like looking for food on the street. She was mom, she was poor, she had nothing. And he said actually, it came out that she was the daughter of Nachdimon ben Gurion. Nachdimon ben Gurion was one of the richest Jews in his time, and she says he was the Mesadik. He signed on her ksuba. He signed a huge money of for ksuba. He was mamish extraordinary, extremely rich. So he asked her, "What happened with you? What happened with the money of your father?" Umalo biti bas miat, umalo bas nagdim ben Gurion. Abbas Nagdim ben Gurion, Omalo biti mumen shel beis uvir chaychen olach. Where does it disappear, the money? Omalo Rabbi, loyki den maslem misle b'Yerushalayim. There's a mushel, there's a saying in Yerushalayim. They used to say the following mushel. Melach mumen, that means if you want to keep the money that you have, it's known for food. If you want to keep it for a long time, you put in salt. Salt keeps the food. Yeah, it shouldn't get bad. So if he was saying Yerushalayim, melach mumen, if you want to keep the melach on the it's mostly, yeah? You want to keep your mumen for a long time, choser. What means choser? You have to give tzedukah. Give out the money for tzedukah, choser. This, the omer lo chesed. Yeah? And some say, she didn't say choser, others say chesed. What does it mean? Well, so I think the answer will be soon in the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, what does it mean? Nachdimon ben Gurion was a big bal tzedukah. The Gemara brings the whole thing that he he carpets, they put in carpets when he was walking, and the Anim could take the carpets and they for them, and they used it. He was a big Balstoker. What does it mean? He wasn't a Balstoker. So the Gemara says two times. He boy same lichvoide udova. He made it the zoker what he made. It's a terrible gemara. This he made it for his kovet. So it means he gave zoker. That's what he gave zoker. He made it for his kovet. He boy same the boy lemigra loyovet. He could give more. He didn't give enough. So according relatively to what he had, the richness, he was so rich, so he could. What are these two tam? These two tam, it's a beferish thing. If the mitzvah of tzedakah is mitzvah de noisen, that he has to give tzedakah, so if he gave, but if you gave the lechvoidoi, he didn't give, so it's a chesuron in the mitzvah. Mamash chesuron in the mitzvah. And the boy same, ki the boy lelemeved lo yuvat. This goes according to the to the second term, that the mitzvah of tzedakah is to that the anim should get. So in case of this, it won't help me, the term that he made it lechvoider. What do I care? But the anim got the money. So here we have to say that he didn't give enough. The anim didn't get what they were supposed to get according to his richness. So let's go back. So she said, the daughter said, Melach, the mushla of Yerushalayim. Melach mumon, if you want to keep mumon, is choser. We have to give, yeah? We have to give tzedakah. That's with the reish. That's according to one term here. So he didn't give, he gave, but maybe not enough. V'om lo chesed. That the chesed, because if he would do chesed, so if mitzad anoisin, these are the two term in the Gemara. I saw something similar on this Gemara. It's obvious that from this Gemara that we see these two tamim. So there is a basic difference between the mitzvah of tzedakah and the mitzvah of chesed. We can say it this way, that way. We know that the Rabban Shem said, So Avrom, of course, was the first, and he was the Midas HaChesed, and the Torah mentions Tzedakah also. So how many minutes do I have? Three. Okay, I want to share with you. This is drush now. I think the aluch. So mainly it's in Beis Halevi, the chiluk, and we saw a few chilukim according to the thought that there is a chiluk between mitzvah of between the tzedakah and chesed, and depends how we explain it. Avraham Avinu, he was. It's just an idea to. When we want to see that there is a certain yisod, the first yisod of Klal Yisrael is Avraham Avinu. The first yisod was from Avraham Avinu that he was a mamin. Yeah, he was a mamin, and he was a mamin. The Gemara says in Avodah Zorah Daf Yud Dalet that the Masechta Avodah Zorah of Avraham Avinu had 400 chokim. I don't know if he would have this in Daf Yomi, how he would manage this. 400 pokim we have. The Gemara says Daf Yud Dalet in it. 400 pokim we have five, and we don't understand what we read. Said the Gemara says, but he had 400 pokim. What does it mean? I heard once a chat that Avraham Avinu, he worked out every single happening, every single minute of the day, what he had, what he didn't have, what he should do, what he shouldn't do. And etc. He was working on it with emunah, with the kach of emunah, to be mamin in belief that everything is from Hashem. He came out with the idea the first way. Chazal said Baal Abir. He understood that the whole world is one. It's not different galaxies, galaxy do, galaxy don't. Everything is one, and the creator of this one world is also one. So this is the first part of the Avodah. And I saw in storm that Ba'achis Ayumim, we will have this Nisoyim in Emunah also to strengthen, to be strong in Emunah and to believe that everything is from Hashem and not to try to maybe this one can help and maybe that can help and maybe this and maybe this, maybe this. We do maybe, I'm afraid to say too much. There is a Mashur in Bruches. So on the first part, Avraham Avinu, he was spreading the Malchus Shemayim. There is a big Chiddush. Tosfos asks in Bruches Daf Mem, we know that we make a Bruche, so we have to say Malchus Shemayim. Baruch Atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Sha'akolim Bitvorei. If we don't say Melech Olam, we are not Yotzei the Bruche. We have to mention Malchus Shemayim. It's a part of the Bruche who is Ma'akev. So how come in Shemoneh Esrei, the first Bruche, Baruch Atu Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Aviseinu, where is Melech Olam? Elokei Avraham, how can this be considered a Bruche? The other Bruches are following. They don't have. They go according to the first Bruche. But the first Bruche needs Melech Olam. Where is the Melech Olam? So Tosfos brings. Elokei Avraham means Melech Olam, because Avraham, he was the one who brought Melech Olam into the world, into the consciousness of the people. So this is the first thing, and the deduction of it is that okay. Let's first say what the Mashur says. The Mashur says on the Gemara in Brochus Daf Vovu Med Beis Kol Akivei Amukom Lifilusoi Elokei Avraham BeEzroi. Okay. Because Avraham, Vayashkim Avraham, Baboke El Amukom Asherom, Atshom, he was Kovea. What does it mean, Kovea Amukom Mitzvunusay? He has to sit always on the same chair, same place. He may not move. He may... So, Marshaw says, I'm going to sing. Marshaw says, Kol HaKovea Amukom, Mevuar, Duchol HaMishan Amukom, Tkilutsu, Mekabel Shefa, means that there are some places that you get a different ashpur. You have a certain place where you get this ashpur. So other place you get this ashpur. Yeah, there are places like Eretz Yisrael, you have a certain ashpur. Yerushalayim, yeah, every place has a different ashpur. He says, "Kol ha'roitze lehadrim." If somebody lehachkim, if somebody wants to be chokhom, he should turn to Durm. If somebody wants money, Ashiras, Sufi. Yeah? So we see that the places have an Ashpur. Abul HaKovel Mukum Echot Litfilusoi Bli Shinoi, he doesn't want Nishtos. He wants one thing, Rebbein Shleilu. The Shem Hashem, which is Koilel everything. Bli Shinoi, Umiyachet Koichet Elikin Meshem Oechot Amiti, Vizeh Omra Leke Avrum Be'ezroi, Shenemar, Yashkem Vur Mevur B'Shach Tzuchim, Shomer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ve'Yei Bruch. He should have the Bruch, because he's Miyachet all his tefillos. He doesn't move. He wants the Bruches from Hashem, Shem Hashulim. And that's why we say that B'chol Choismin, that the Mogen Avraham, that means that Mogen Avraham is B'chol Choismin Ve'Yei Bruch. Avraham is a nusach of Bruche, Melech Olam, and B'chol Choismin, and also B'ikvis of the Mashiach will have Chesed, the middle of Avraham, and also we, the Ezra Hashem, will be Mischazik in Emunah, and know that our Yeshua will come from the Rebbein Shalom, and Miyat Hashem Bekur B'Yomenu. Thank you very much.
How much I'm open?
Do Kaddish.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון 03-617-1111